BBC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Leila Ruas as Sahira, Lauren Drummond as Chantel, and Guy Henry as Hanson.
I'm leaving.
I'm not entirely sure what you expect me to do, Mr. Douglas.
I expect you to do whatever it takes.
So if I apply for clinical lead?
May the best man win.
This is your doing, isn't it? Raffi's just been offered another anaesthetist job with a higher pay grade than Nottingham. I'm supposed to believe that that's just a coincidence.
So you going to Ibiza for a fortnight is more important than living with me?
And you don't think I'd like to spend more time with my kids?
What's stopping you?
I hope you're not too disappointed.
What, that I didn't get a job I clearly deserve?
I think it would be a good idea to appoint a second lead.
Really, like a second in command?
Yeah.
Got No Strings by Nick Fisher. In one theatre, there's a tranquil environment as Alex and Luke are calmly operating on a patient. Meanwhile, in another...
Are you listening to a single thing I'm saying?
You said clamp the in-air colleagues back.
Yeah, clamp it, not clamp it and hide it. We're not even a crack team of Navy SEALs could find it.
It's got as hard as like a diesel pump.
All right, there. Clamp it.
At the end of their operation, after Alex finishes suturing, Luke gives her a nod. Then they both walk out.
All right, now. Clamp it. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? One, two, three. For the love of God, come on.
Okay, yeah, here. Clamp it. You got it.
Okay, here we go. One, two,
three.
Hey. All right.
Okay, let's suture this bad boy and we are home and dry.
Nowhere in the log does it say you're booked in this theater now.
Well, believe it or not, this actually started in the treatment room. It was just a simple wound suture until this guy decided to have a full-scale graft blowout.
Really?
Yeah, but luckily we were here to rise to the occasion. Right?
We certainly were.
Had your patient been properly sutured in the first place, he wouldn't have needed to be readmitted, let alone to suffer further complications requiring theatre.
Are you kidding me?
Sahira to Raffi.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, you made it.
Well, thank you. It's like a madhouse in there.
You still need a break?
Yeah, I know, but you know what it's like. Do you remember when we used to sit outside St. Thomas's feeding the squirrels?
Yeah, we used to call them rats with fancy tails and good PR.
Yeah, that's exactly what they are.
We do need to make time to be together.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't happen naturally now, not with us both working. And then there was Hanson.
Sorry.
Bye.
In AAU, Michael's doing his rounds.
Mr. Thorne, septic leg ulcer. Yesterday you...
Debrided it. Yep. Okay, that looks good. You're going home. Next.
Mrs. Coolidge, you removed her gallbladder.
All right, Shelby. Miss Coolidge? Oh, that's exemplary. You're going home. Next.
Mrs. Quinn, broken ribs. She slipped in the shower.
Right. You sutured her pre-tibial laceration. Yes, you slipped on a shower gel bottle. How could I forget? All right, let's take a look.
He feels her waist.
How's that feel?
Feels fine.
Okay, well, you're going home. Just no kickboxing for the next couple weeks. Promise?
Mr. McPhee's pancreatic ductal type adenocarcinoma. Miss Broadhurst would like to handle this one.
Oh, all right. Why am I getting all the dog cases while she cops all the interesting work?
Mr. Williams?
Well, she is the boss.
Okay,
and a fellow.
Doherty loves an academic.
Right, there's a repatriation medical insurance case arriving. A doctor attending landed at the airport and called it in.
Wait, from where?
Gambia. Patient has impaired consciousness. Mystery illness.
Age?
Young girl, 19.
Tropical infection?
Possibly. Arriving in Wyvern in 10 minutes.
This one's mine.
In the staff room.
Thanks.
You look like how I feel.
Cream crackered. My shop.
Double shifts.
Tell me about it.
Need the cash.
So what is it? Drug habit? Gambling debts? Owe money to the mafia?
Ibiza.
Nice.
Saturday the 7th. 11 days time. This is me.
Would Madame care for another margarita?
Big news.
What?
We have a moving in date. I've signed the papers. We take up residence on Saturday the 7th. Yeah!
Malik catches Chantel looking less than enthusiastic. A young woman in her 20s is in the hospital grounds. Sahira and Hansen are watching her from the stairwell.
Primal screaming. Reiki healing, faith healing, Hopi ear candling, applied kinesiology, bioresonance therapy, crystals, fasting and urine therapy, you name it, Annabelle Taylor has tried it.
She's a bit young to have thyroid cancer.
She had lung cancer when she was 17.
What?
Yeah, totally unrelated. These two cancers have no connection or link to each other whatsoever.
It's terrible. What are the odds of that?
33.7 million to one, approximately. Miss Taylor should do the European lottery. She'd have more chance of winning that than she had of contracting those two cancers in her short life.
So you're proposing a thyroidectomy?
A retrosternal mass, compromising the trachea with limited access, thank you. So without a sternotomy, a standard thyroidectomy makes it a very challenging procedure, but one, if it were executed correctly, that should rid Annabelle Taylor of her tumour permanently. I expect I will need cardiac cover because of that.
Well, that is some mass behind the sternum, goes all the way into the chest.
Quite a novelty, don't you think? She'll be very testing. Would you like to take a look at it for me?
Gosh, yes, I'd love to, but my schedule today is already...
I paged because I value your opinion, and I think you'll enjoy Miss Taylor. She's something of an eccentric.
But all the alternative medicines.
Yes, and her rather original relationship with her illness.
Really?
She calls her cancer Raymond.
Michael, Sasha and Chrissy are pacing towards the entrance to AAU.
One of my old team became a repatriation doctor. Left the NHS to join one of those big international medical agencies.
In case it's an infection, let's clear the side room. She's going to need to be isolated.
Flew all over the world, first class, bringing sick Britons back to Blighty. Aspen, Seychelles...
What was she presenting with at the hospital out there?
They didn't say.
Huh. OK, well, then can you liaise with the infectious diseases unit, get any tropical infection updates for West Africa?
Sure.
So it was like being the James Bond of the medical world. International jet set GP. Another day, another continent.
10 nights with his own personal butler, my ex-registrar, you know, looking after some businessman stroke victim, and then a private jet home. I mean, how jammy is that?
Dr. Jeremy Somerville, thank you so much for meeting us.
My expense.
So, Louisa Tyndall, 19, student from Gloucestershire, was on a voluntary placement thing in the Gambia, collapsed and admitted to hospital 4 days ago. Breathless, raised temperature, dizzy, and non-specific abdo pains.
And why'd she collapse?
No idea. The abdo pains became progressively worse. Hospital never reached a verdict. We're talking pretty basic facilities out there. Luckily, she had top-line travel insurance.
And she was conscious when you collected her?
Weak, but yes. Lost consciousness on the plane. Agitated, a lot of pain, out like a light. Breathing's normal, 94% sats, but she hasn't regained consciousness.
Any vomiting, diarrhea?
No, just shut down.
Well, she seems stable. She's breathing on her own. Let's get her to the ward, find out what's wrong.
Dr. Somerville, Alex Broadhurst, head of department of the acute admissions unit.
Right, good. Pleased to meet you.
I can take this case from here. Thank you, Michael.
No, it's okay. We took the call. We've made the catch.
I'll take over now. Thank you, Mr. Spence.
Okay. Right. Well, sorry to bother your fruit. My mistake. I just assumed you were in charge.
This is Mr. Broderick.
Oh,
Phosphorus burns to the posterior. I've debrided him in theatre, but he will need hourly obs and dressings changed twice daily minimum. Notes. Where are the notes?
Sounds painful.
Go on, get it over with. Have a laugh. Chuckle away, ladies. Then we'll call her a day, shall we?
Laugh?
Lads who did this are still laughing now.
Someone did this on purpose.
I should never turn my back. Lesson one when teaching poxy little beam trawler deckhands in the correct use of a handheld rescue flare. Do not turn your back. My own fault.
I'd have had you down as a minor.
I was. 22 years in Cumbargoid Pits. Now I'm teaching... Trawler boy's safety at sea is murder.
Must make a nice change. The wide ocean to being underground.
You'd be underground any day.
Is there anyone you'd like us to call?
Only my mother.
Shall I give her a ring? Tell her you're all right. Maybe she wants to visit you.
You're joking, aren't you? I'd rather have another flare up my what's it than get my mother in, yeah?
Shit, it's scary.
You seen what's in the middle of a Welsh flag? They use my mother's head for the profile.
Really? No mates you want us to call?
Nah. Only pub mates.
Nurse Lane.
Pub mates don't do hospital visits.
Excuse us a sec. Shaky, the van. What? Your job. Sort the van with your uncle's friend. Do it tonight. Don't forget.
She hurries off, leaving Chantelle looking worried. At the nurse's station, Sahira looks over at Annabelle, sitting up in bed.
Well?
Hanson wants me to have a look at a case.
I hope you're Danish.
A malignant thyroid tumour. She's only 25.
That is young.
Yeah, and it's huge.
Why does he want you?
Well, it reaches all the way down her neck into her chest, so he wanted my input.
Doesn't he always?
I'm only trying to do my job.
You do about four people's jobs.
I can't say no. She's already had lung cancer.
Jeez, how much bad luck can one person have?
Exactly. So he wants me to consult on the cardio aspect.
There's no one else?
Consult, not operate.
Is it going to make you late tonight?
No. No. Look, if it looks like I'm running late, I'll have a word with him. I'll sort it out, OK?
Sometimes it feels like there's three of us in this marriage.
After he's gone, Sahira again glances over at Annabelle, who's flicking through a magazine.
Let's review, shall we? Did she have vaccinations prior to travel?
Yellow fever, diphtheria, typhoid.
Tetanus?
Yes, Hepe and rabies. It's broad cover.
This is the sum total of her notes.
I know they're not the most extensive, but I always say the same thing. Please, don't shoot the messenger. From some countries, notes... legible, comprehensible notes can be a rarity. I do have my own observations recorded in transit.
Okay.
I'd like a quick word.
Excuse me.
You cannot just swoop in and steal my patient.
I'm sorry, I have to.
Really?
NHS guidelines stipulate in the event of an intercontinental repatriation from a high-risk country, the senior consultant should attend.
And I am a senior consultant.
And I'm the lead. This is in no way a reflection upon your abilities, Michael. Simply routine protocol.
Michael, sebaceous cyst in bed 7 needs your attention.
Can you believe I spent 75 quid on a crystal consultant? For her to find a crystal that resonates sympathetically with my body rhythms.
So why Raymond?
Why Raymond, or why give my cancer a name like Raymond?
Either, both, I don't know.
Well, if you had cancer, what would you call it?
I'm not sure I'd call it anything.
You got children?
Yes, two boys.
And when they were inside you?
Blob and Flipper.
Sweet.
But I don't understand the...
It helps to give it a name. When I had lung cancer, first time round, in the children's ward, we had art therapy. They made us visualise our diseases and paint pictures of them.
And what did you paint?
Raimondo. They even suggested I write a letter to my cancer.
What happened?
Well, Raymond wrote back. Wanted to be my friend.
Well, you know, this cancer is totally different. The goiter on your thyroid isn't connected in any way to the tumour you had on your lung.
Still Raymond, believe me. Who is that?
That is Dr. Valentine.
Yum.
You like?
Sorry, I've been in and out of cancer wards since I was 16. I think I've developed a bit of a thing for doctors.
Yes, so have I. Well, not that one, another one. The one I married.
Doctors and nurses. Nurses and nurses. Doctors and doctors. They're all at it, you know. But you've seen some hot goings on in this place.
We need to run another test.
Oh, come on. Now you're just changing the subject.
I'll see you later.
Is there a Mrs. Bradwick?
Apart from my mother, no.
On your own, then.
Blissful. Can do what I want when I want.
Doesn't get lonely.
I live 6 doors from the Butcher's Arms. I'm captain of the darts team, co-compiler of the monthly pub quiz, and treasurer of the Bargoid Rugby Supporters Club. How am I going to get lonely?
Chantelle and Clakey walk off.
Imagine me teaching that age instead of living by yourself.
Mm, it does seem a bit sad.
Oh, it's going to be such a laugh.
What? Sharing? You and me?
Yeah, Hayley.
Shared housemates aren't friends.
No?
Not really. We live together, but mostly just try not to fall out.
Not like us.
No. We're friends who want to live together because we're friends.
Flaky.
No, you look really tired.
What?
No. Well, yeah, knackered.
Why don't you go get a coffee? I can look out up here.
No.
Go on. Get some caffeine in you.
When she was conscious, did she give any indication of what she thought was wrong?
Just abdominal pains.
Oh, this looks like an old operation scar. She mentioned any gynecological surgery?
She didn't.
Do you ask?
All the medical information I have is in the envelope.
I have to say, I've seen more comprehensive paperwork for a hiatus earlier.
I'm sorry. I was being cheeky, saying you were all at it the whole time. A bit stir-crazy bored.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
But I appreciate you taking the time to talk. A lot of doctors just want to see my test results and pat me on the head.
So, is there a Mr. Annabelle?
Not anymore. Raymond came between us.
Shame.
His loss.
Right, I'm going to have to see more test results and I'll need to get some blood. Right? So I'll get the nurse over.
Can you do it?
Yes. Of course I can.
I'd like that.
As Sahira walks away, she passes Rafi, busy working, and pauses.
You know what?
What?
Let's go out tonight. Get a babysitter, catch a movie. We could even do a proper adult sit-down, face each other over a glass of wine-type dinner.
What, you mean in a proper restaurant? What, one that doesn't have high chairs and colouring crowns?
Yep.
Could you possibly sign my handover forms and I'll get out of your hair?
No, not until I'm satisfied you've provided all the information I require. I will let you know when that is.
You know, some people get the wrong idea about repatriation doctors. Assume we're all just about AMRs and happy hours.
Really? Can't think why.
Sasha and Michael look on from the nurse's station. Jeremy wanders over to them.
Your boss always so warm and engaging.
Well, she didn't get to become a fellow by being one of the lads.
How's the patient?
Temperature still rising, breathing's a bit bated, swelling around the abdomen. Anyway, the Snow Queen's booked her in for a scan.
She say what she thinks it is?
Possible tumour, is her guess.
Really? May I?
Knock yourself out.
Hang on a minute. You still haven't told her you're flying out to Spain the same weekend she expects you to be lumping boxes?
She's so excited about moving in, making lists and...
Oh, come on, Shanners. Are you really thinking about cancelling your holiday?
No way. Can you imagine what it'd be like if they all went without me? They all had this much fun without me. For weeks, for months, forever, it'd be, oh, what about when we all went to Ibiza and Shaz did this and Lexi did that and Lucy got trolleyed and snogged a lifeguard? Oh, my God, seriously, I'd rather die.
OK, I get it. You don't want to miss out. So tell Clakey, then.
What do you think?
She's your mate, right? She'll understand.
Postpone.
Just for a week.
No, why? Why pay rent for a week on a flat we're not living in? That's crazy.
It's just I can't do...
Is this about money?
No. Is that why you've been doing double shifts?
No.
Well, yeah, it's about the money, but
no,
not because...
Don't worry about the money. I've already written a cheque for the advance rent.
Pay me later.
No, I can't. End of story.
Chantelle's left speechless. She goes over to Owen's bed.
I have to say I admire your tenacity working with a valley girl. Welsh women. They can boss the spots off a leopard.
Chantelle smiles in the CT scan room.
Let's see. What do you think?
Pulse is a little raised, heart is fast. This mass in the pelvis and pubic bone.
Dense mass, difficult to categorise it. Could certainly be a tumour, desmoid maybe.
They do say like to grow on old operation scars.
Desmoid tumour. Come on.
Do you not have patients of your own? Last time I looked, our ward was full to capacity.
Does the fact that she has travelled extensively through West Africa not figure in your diagnosis?
She's very well vaccinated. Her insurance document's clear.
Okay, wait. I've got a very good friend who works in the infectious diseases department in Addenbrookes. Let me give him a call, get his opinion
before
you...
I don't think that's necessary.
Temperature. raised Y-count and CRP, sweats, history of foreign travel. If this was an exam question, the obvious answer would be malaria or another tropical
disease.
And
all those symptoms would go with a tumor too, particularly if it had an inflammatory component or had perforated. Exam questions are simple logic, as you and I are aware, real life isn't.
I've got to be somewhere.
I'm taking her to theatre.
What if that mass is caused by an infection?
Yeah, then we can drain it.
Not if it's TB. It may not heal.
Thank you, Michael.
So that's Raymond.
Well, that is your thyroid gland, and the shadowy mass is your tumour. It's pushing against your trachea, which is what's making you breathless.
So he's trying to strangle me?
Oh, he is indeed. But what concerns me is exactly how far the tumour extends down behind the sternum and into your chest.
Mr. Hanson.
Which, coincidentally, is exactly where Miss Shah comes in. We were just discussing the crossover between my area, the tracheal obstruction, and yours, the heart. I do trust that Miss Shah's been looking after you satisfactorily.
Can I have a word?
Yeah, she's cool. We like her.
I thought you might. Excuse us, please.
Look over her scans, and it's occurred to me that you could go through the neck and do a standard low collar incision.
That's very interesting, but would the position of the mass not preclude that approach?
No, I know it compromises the trachea, but I am completely confident that you could get access to it. It's less invasive, there's no need to crack the chest and put her on bypass, so a shorter post-op stay.
Very good. We'll do it together. You see, that's why I asked you to assist.
No, you asked me to consult. I can't assist.
Sorry, you can lead on the cardiac procedure, of course.
Well, my schedule today is jammed.
Well, then I suggest you unjam it.
I've arranged something after work.
And this is work.
If I asked you if you were in any pain, I bet you're the sort of bloke who would say...
Nothing I can handle, thank you very much.
Which is why I want you to take these. Take them.
You're really quite good at your job.
I try. Chantal. Excuse me. Pop that in your pocket. What is it? £65?
What?
For the van.
We said we'd pay half up front and I know you don't have it.
No, I do, I...
Lakey tucks it into her pocket anyway. Chantal returns to Owen, who's been observing the exchange.
You got a really good mate there. Not many friends in this world you can trust with money stuff.
Can I ask you something hypothetical?
Like a what if?
Yeah. Like, what if a group of your mates, right, were going to a rugby match and you couldn't go?
What was I doing that I had to miss the match?
Housework.
Housework? A big match and I'm stopping home to Hoover. Are you taking the...
No. Honest, I want your advice.
How?
Shaky thinks I'm moving into a flat with her in a couple of weeks. I meant to be arranging the van. But actually, I'm going to Ibiza with some other mates. Old mates, schoolmates.
So?
I don't want her to get the hump, but I'd be gutted not to go. I don't know, should I cancel or should
I... Are you soppy? You could be hanging out in the Balearics or packing your sock drawer. Talk about youth being wasted on the young. Carpe diem, Duchess. Seize the day.
Hey, I'm not trying to prove a point here.
Of course.
I talked through every detail of that journey with Dr. Somerville. On the flight, her vitals dropped very rapidly. If it was a tumor, the decline would have been far more gradual.
I've seen test results, CT scans, ultrasounds, bloods. I have all the empirical evidence I need to make my decision about my patient.
I really think you need to watch and wait.
Yeah, and I think we should relieve a young girl of a tumour that, if left untreated, could affect her chances of ever becoming a mother.
A desmoid tumour? You don't think that's a huge leap?
Patient's BP's in her boots. 70 over 40. Temperature's rising. She's tachycardic.
Right, that's all the evidence I need. Now's the time to operate. Waiting is not an option. If you're genuinely so concerned, then please feel free to scrub in and assist me.
I spend my whole life hustling to try and get interesting theatre time.
I know.
So why on earth would you voluntarily give up an amazing thyroidectomy?
Look, I assisted lots when I joined Mr. Hanson at St. Bart's. For a while, he specialised in thyroid. It would be a great notch on your belt if he let you do the excision.
Sure.
And I really think you can do it, especially with Mr. Hanson leading the procedure. It's the most secure safety net you could wish for.
Almost scary safety net?
Challenging, yes, but fascinating theatre. And you'll be doing me a favour. I have to be somewhere on time. And she likes you.
Who?
Annabelle Taylor. She thinks you're cute.
And that's a good reason to go digging around her thyroid.
Believe me, Ollie, if I wasn't sure you could do it, I wouldn't ask. And Hanson will be there.
Start by excising the old scar. Okay, some blood test suction, please. Thank you. Now deepening the wound.
What's with the commentary?
Increasing the depth of incision.
You do this when you're cooking?
Blood spurts from the incision.
Could do with an extra pair of hands here, Mr. Spence.
All right, pack it. I'm going to make the wound bigger. Give me a little room.
Chantel finds Slakey in the staff room.
I can't take it.
I don't want it back. You need it.
No.
Some months it might be meal short and then you'll help me out. That's how sharing works, right?
I've got plenty of money, Slakey. I'm doing double shifts. I lied.
About the money?
About Ibiza. When I said I'd cancel it. I didn't.
Oh.
That's why I can't move in on the 7th. I'm flying.
You told me you'd cancelled it.
That's why I've been doing extra work, to pay for the trip. I didn't know the dates would clash.
You lied to me.
I just wanted to go and have some fun with my mates.
I thought I was your mate.
Shaky.
No. There's an enterotomy in the bowel. Retract her clips. Oh, it's blown. It's just falling apart.
BP's crashing.
Can't stop the bleed.
No way. It's a rectal sheath hematoma. We're both wrong. All right, let's adjust those lights. Kill the music.
I'm going to recommend morphine and for the pre-op hyoscine, which will calm you down before we go in.
Oh, those chemicals.
Believe me, I would love to just give you a chamomile infusion, but I don't think you'll thank me when they start doing their stuff.
Miss Taylor. I am very glad that I asked Miss Shaw to have a look at your case because she's come up with an ingenious alternative treatment.
Now, I know you've been through a lot of surgery in hospital time before with your lung operation.
So this time, she's suggesting that we make a tiny incision in your neck and excise the tumour that way.
You're going to pull Raymond out my neck? Sounds freaky.
Well, that way, much less time in hospital after the op.
Well, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but the sooner I'm out of here, the better.
I won't be in theatre, but my colleague, Dr. Valentine, will be assisting.
Lovely.
I've already discussed in detail exactly how to take Raymond out without...
Miss Shaw, I was under the impression that you would be with me in theatre.
Shall we?
Let's keep the suction, clips and 2-0 proline.
It's a write-off.
Nah, I've seen worse.
I'll have to reset the entire bowel.
Hey, she is 19 years old. She does not need to lose it, all right? We can save this.
It's just disintegrating in my hands.
Somehow, I think you have never been to Mecklenburg County, West Virginia in the fall.
I won't be there. I did tell you earlier.
Really?
Dr. Valentine will be assisting. I have a previous engagement, something arranged some time ago.
You see, what I really don't understand is why you think that this kind of behaviour will in any way benefit your patient.
Your patient? You asked me for my opinion. I already told you today.
Are you confident that Dr. Valentine is up to the job of assisting?
Yes, I am. He's been fully prepped.
Very well.
Silk sutures, please. Now, Mecklenburg County is the wild turkey hunting capital of West Virginia. And while you were studying for all your PhDs, I was doing an internship at Mecklenburg County General. As my tobacco-chewing senior consultant used to say to me, Mikey boy, you want to learn how to fix gunshot wounds? Well, then you're going to need to learn how to crochet.
You work your way around here, look. And if you need to use a microscope to get the remaining part out, then you can.
Wouldn't it be much simpler just to zip open the chest?
Yeah, simpler for you, not for her.
Thank you. What if I can't do it?
You can. And with Mr. Hansen's guidance, you'll be fine.
This is not my territory.
You and Hansen have a lot of previews. I'd be happy to do it if you were there, but if you were there, I wouldn't be doing it. Would I?
Nervous, Dr. Valentine? But my colleague seems to think I have every reason to trust you.
She's very kind.
Miss Shah and I, together, have performed many thyroidectomies. Have you accomplished the procedure before?
On a living patient.
So, shall we all put our faith in Miss Shah's faith in you?
Sahira looks apprehensive. Lakey's at Owen's bedside.
Just doing your obs.
I know that look.
What?
The face my mother had when she was about to explode on my dad. He saw that look in her as we'd run a mile.
Well, excuse me. If you'd made plans to move into a new flat with a friend and you'd arranged everything, agents, landlords, keys, and all she had to do was book the van, then she said she wasn't going to do it because she's going on holiday with her stupid friends with their stupid tangerine tan legs and their stupid smartphones. You'd want to explode too.
Well, I guess your word is your bond, but maybe she didn't want to say anything to you because she was scared you might bite her head off.
Really?
I know that's why I never told my mum nothing.
In theatre, Annabelle's unconscious on the table as Hansen makes the incision in her neck.
Swabs and suction, please.
Thank you.
So you've never removed a thyroid before, Dr. Valentine?
Only from a cadaver.
Such a disappointing little gland. The thyroid, I always think. Scissors.
Thank you.
Lacking in any real power of its own. Like a puppet to the pituitary gland, you see, that's where the real power lies. Without the pituitary gland controlling its every move, the thyroid doesn't know what to do.
The tumour wraps right around the back.
Reaching right down into the world of the cardiothoracic surgeon.
Your chance to slay the mighty Raymond.
Scissors, please. Thank you.
Behind his mask, Oliver looks nervous. Sahira's leaving work, striding along the corridor and past the nurse's station.
Have you seen Rafi?
Sorry, no.
In the scrub room.
I was wrong.
Yes, you were. Bet you haven't said that a lot in your life. Kind of stings, doesn't it?
Rectus sheath, hematoma. And the small bowel must have stuck to the scar tissue from the old operation.
Well, what are the odds, huh?
I could have lost her.
Yep, but, luckily Michael Spence was there. Ah, hey, there's no way you could have known before you went in.
I could have waited.
Well, all right, if it helps, I was wrong, too. There's no sign of tropical infectious diseases, so it's no one's fault.
I should have been more careful.
Hey, you are the most careful surgeon I have ever met. Hey, I enjoy a moment of victory as much as the next guy, and believe me, I would like nothing more than to lord it over you right now, but not if you're going to cry about it.
I don't cry.
Okay. Look, it was a ticking time bomb. Okay? If you hadn't gone in when you did, it could have blown and she would have bled out. So, in that way, you were right. Okay?
Alex walks off, not comforted by his words. In theatre, Oliver's operating on Annabelle's neck.
BP is dropping. Pulse is rising. I think it's safe to say we have a bleed. Dr. Valentine. I think you've sliced through a vessel in the tumour.
Fluids, cross-match blood, start on adrenaline. It's riddled with its own blood vessels like it's its own separate living thing. The main supply for blood, direct to her aorta.
I think we'd all rather you didn't slice through that one.
You might have to in order to get at the root of the tumour.
You think so, do you?
I'm going to investigate further. Scalpel, please. Thank you.
Chantel and Flaky are at Owen's bedside.
That better, Owen?
Lovely.
We are friends, don't lie to each other, do they, Owen?
What? No.
Come on, Hakey, be reasonable. I'm being unreasonable. Yeah, and it's not just me who thinks so.
Who else? Malik? Malik. And Owen. Owen does not agree with you. He agrees with me. Don't you, Owen?
He doesn't, do you? Seize the day, that's what you said to me. Isn't that right, Owen?
Oh, really? What about your word is your bond, her, Owen?
Airway pressure going up. Sats are down. Peak airway pressure greater than 30. 60, and there's extensive pressure on the trachea. Bag her, please.
She's not getting enough oxygen in. I'm sorry, we're going to have to crack the chest. We need to get her onto bypass now.
Well, it seems as though Raymond is getting the better of you. I think you may need the help of your esteemed colleagues.
Page the on-call perfusionist, please.
On-call Miss Shah?
What? No, she had to leave early. Page Mr. Hope or Miss
Call Naylor. Miss Shah, please. Tell her it's an emergency.
Rafi's sitting in the waiting area as Sahira walks out.
Wow.
Well, you've got to make an effort, right?
Get overdressed for the all-you-can-eat, but... Kidding, I booked the Korean barbecue. Don't do it.
I have to. What's happened? When? Okay, I'm on my way.
No.
I've got to.
No, you don't. That's the whole point. That's what this is all about. Why you said no to Hanson. If you give in now...
This is not about Hanson.
It is. It always is.
This is about a 25-year-old woman, a girl, for God's sake.
The hero there will always be some woman or girl or boy or little old man. You are not the only surgeon at Holby.
It's not fair on Ollie.
Ollie?
Yeah, I put him up to this. It's not working. I'm sorry. Wait for me.
Hey, good. Can I go now? My discharge papers. Sign me out. Got a rather nice suite at the Merchant. Very long, very cool drink requiring my full attention. Well, unfortunately, I can't let you go until we find out what went wrong.
Wrong? In surgery? What happened?
Rectal sheath hematoma above the inferior epigastric artery. Which means as soon as we opened her up...
What caused it?
I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me. You gave her pain relief on the plane, right?
A morphine, 10 milligrams intramuscular. It's all in the notes.
Where'd you give it to her?
Lower abdomen.
Sitting or standing?
Sitting.
Was she reclining?
No, she was in a lot of pain, so doubled up.
Prefilled syringe, right?
Yeah, I just popped it straight in.
Above the right iliac fossa.
You don't know that for certain.
Your needle nicked the artery, caused the RSH. Could have killed her.
Sahira arrives in theatre.
The tumour's too far in. We need to crack the chest.
Let me have one
bypass
go.
Bypass is ready to go.
One more try. 2 minutes. If I don't get it, we stop. If the pressure doesn't come up, then we use a rapid infuser.
It's a big one.
Come on, Raymond.
All the way in, around and down.
Scissors. And by my index finger, 20 degrees. OK, cut.
Sahira withdraws her fingers, twisting as she does so, slowly removing the tumour from Annabelle's neck, as Hanson and Oliver look on.
Hello, Raymond.
And the beast is slain.
Want a jar for this one?
Well done, Miss Shah.
I know it hurts, but you're going to need another dressing change. Can't keep wounds too clean. I'll send the nurses over.
No.
It has to be done.
Look, can't you do it?
Yes, but they'll do a much better
Please.
Job.
Please.
Is there a problem?
I put my foot in it a bit, as usual. Women, they've always been a bit of a mystery, see?
I called my mum and she said she'll move my stuff in and help get the place straight. And Uncle Jerry's mate will still bring the pan.
So I've got to do all the moving in with your mum?
Oh, she's great at cleaning and arranging.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be living with your mum, am I?
I'm really sorry.
It doesn't matter. Just...
Petty domestic squabbles have no place on this ward. I expect total clinical professionalism at all times. Is that understood? Now, you will both apologise to Mr. Broderick. You will be courteous to each other. And I don't want to hear another word of this.
Thank you, Dr. Valentine. And excellent work, Miss Sharp. Just what I'm looking for, I think.
in a consultant. You see, it's not just skills at the table, you're developing leadership qualities. You know when to assert, when to step in.
Don't do the consultancy carrot thing. It's getting really old. Have you seen my husband, Dr. Reza?
No, sorry.
Abandoned in your hour of victory?
Don't pretend you can wave a magic wand and make me a consultant. This is the NHS, riddled with protocol and regulations. And besides, there is no consultancy at Holby. All posts are filled.
Oh, really? You keep score, do you?
You do this every time you want to bring me back in line. Well, not this time.
The consultancy post is new, actually. It's a unique opportunity, one which is appropriate for a surgeon with specialist trauma unit experience. Cardiac trauma unit experience, really. I don't really know many doctors with that experience, do you?
He leaves Sahira mulling over his words. Michael enters the recovery room where Jeremy's at Louise's bedside.
How's she doing?
Well, she's still hypotensive. Have we done post-op hemoglobin?
Yeah. What are you still doing here? I thought you'd be off getting a drink and room service.
Everyone. Everywhere, every hospital just assumes my job's a breeze. Fly down to Rio, check out the carnival, bring home an errant diabetic.
No, I am sure that it's harder than it looks.
I took this job because I was sick of the system.
Heard that.
Yeah, but I'm still a doctor. I still want to help my patients. This could ruin me.
It was an accident.
But I caused it.
Well, personally, I don't see any reason to blame anyone. It's just an accident.
He walks off and into his office, where Alex is sitting at her desk opposite his, staring into space. He sits down, starts looking through a file, then puts it to one side.
You know, I know that Hansen has got me labeled as the miscreant. I get it. But you know what I really am?
A liability?
Fallible. I'm fallible. I've messed up, but I got backup. And I know that tumor diagnosis of yours was a complete fantasy, but you didn't cause that rectal sheath hematoma. Dr. Aramiles did.
Dr. Somerville did?
Mm-hmm. So you can give yourself a break.
Dr. Somerville caused it? How?
It was an accident. Pain relief injection. Thought he was doing the right thing. Doesn't matter. Important thing is how you do this job. And as much as it pains me to see you doing the job that I should be doing, I'd like to see it done properly, with some balls.
But if he pierced the inferior epigastric artery, then why did she collapse so fast?
She was weak. Her immune system was compromised. It's kind of irrelevant now. What matters is how we move forward.
Hi, Rafi. It's me. I've been looking for you. Where are you? I'm in Darwin.
She goes and sits at Annabelle's bedside as she lies unconscious. Hansen enters his office, closing the door behind him. He walks over to his desk, not realizing someone else is in the room.
She practically never sees her boys.
What are you doing in?
She's in theatre. Till midnight on some days, many days, with you. I haven't been on a night out with her till midnight since as long as I can remember.
Are you in the habit of barging into other people's offices?
You already see more of my wife than I do.
That may be so,
but still, you want more.
If you'd like to discuss working hours, I suggest you contact HR, make an appointment, we'll take it from there.
What goes on in your head, Henrik? Really?
I fail to see what you're referring to, I'm afraid.
Nottingham. I had a perfectly good job on offer in Nottingham. Chief anaesthetic consultant. Lovely city. 120 miles of cycleways. I love cycleways. You might not know that about me.
Well, I fail to see what that...
No, suddenly I have a better job offer from Holby. From you, here. So why should we move away when we can stay?
I think you should consider very carefully what it is you're saying to me.
Doesn't it get boring? Controlling our lives. Aren't you bored with it yet? Because I am. What is it about her? What is it about my wife that is so special to you that you couldn't bear to let her go?
As a matter of fact, I was entirely ready to let her go. I was perfectly happy that she should throw away her career and follow you to Nottingham. But there were others who...
Others?
There was one close colleague on Darwin who persuaded me that she was an essential asset to the ward.
Which colleague?
Mr. Douglas was particularly insistent, I remember.
I've signed your discharge form. You're free to go.
That's okay. I'll stay until Louise's mother arrives.
I'd rather you left now. We'll be filing an untoward incident report on you.
You're going to report him?
It's my job to report all the findings in every repatriation case to avoid...
Yeah, being sued, I know that. What about his job?
He's obviously not very good at it.
If you write that report, he will get fired.
That's an issue for his employers.
It was an accident, a 1 in 1,000 chance of nicking that artery.
It was a clinical error.
Well, we all make them, remember?
I'd like that report on my desk in an hour, please.
Not writing it.
You conducted the surgery. You have the best insight as to how the injection led to the trauma.
I am not going to hang him out to dry for the sake of an insurance company. He does not deserve to be made the scapegoat.
You don't write it, I will.
Why?
Because it's my duty to the trust and to the insurers.
To end his career.
To be transparent.
To be insipid. Is it with that woman?
Well, it's obvious.
What?
Well, you know, when you two are going at it like that, you know, hammer and tongs, there's this thing coming off you both, you know, this chemistry, this frisson. I'm just putting it out there. It was all her idea.
Michael turns to Chrissy.
Oh, big deal. She's attracted to me.
Who said it was that way around?
Chantelle's at Owen's bedside.
I shouldn't have said anything to you. Or asked you anything personal. I'm sorry. I won't say another word.
No, that's not right. It was my fault. I'm sorry. Nobody ever asked me anything about any Vincy.
Not really.
I just wanted to say the right thing when you asked, that's all. So I went along with you. Went along with both of you. Seemed the right thing to do.
Have me crying in a minute.
Well, that you bloody can do elsewhere. I was thinking about what you said about my mates and the rugby match.
Oh, that was just me being hypothetical.
I got a lot of pub mates, see. But, well, times like this, I wish I had real friendships. Like you've got with the Valley Vixen.
I don't think she thinks I'm much of a friend.
What you were saying earlier, here's another hypothetical. If, say, God forbid, one of my mates was into football, and he was off to see a big match with some of his football mates, and, well, he didn't ask me to bob along because he thought I wouldn't enjoy the footy like. Well, yeah, I would be right put out. Even if I didn't like football, I'd still like to be asked.
You mean, Leahy might like to be asked if she'd like to go to the football?
Jeremy's about to leave Louisa's room when she starts fitting.
Louisa! Louisa!
He examines her pupils, then prepares an injection from his own medical case.
What's going on here? Between me and you, all the fighting, the clashing swords, the locking horns.
Locking horns are senior surgeons, not rotting bucks.
Is that what's going on here?
I'm sorry you've lost me.
Okay, I'm going to be totally honest with you right now. There is something about you that I cannot reconcile. Something about the way you are. There's something about the way that we are that maybe this isn't just professional tension. Maybe it's physical, biological. Look, I may be wildly off base here, and I certainly hope that I am, but is there something unresolved between us that we need to resolve so that we can just move on and work together?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's just what the others are saying.
What others?
What the others see between you and me. Is it real?
You and me? Quick, Louise is fitting. What are you doing? What did you give her?
Naloxone. As soon as she was given pain relief, she crashed.
Opiate intolerance. Yeah,
that's why she went down so quickly on the plane.
Good work.
Heart rate's improving. I'd like to see you in my office, Mr. Spence. Now, please.
Michael follows her into her office.
Maybe this is just physical? Biological?
Okay.
Something unresolved that we need to resolve.
Okay. Look, I was just...
Firstly, I would like to point out that your suggestion and your over-familiarity provide me with perfectly legitimate grounds to pursue a case of sexual harassment.
No, come on.
Secondly, I would never in any way jeopardize my professional integrity by having intimate relations with a colleague.
No, of course, accepted. That was way out of order.
And if I were looking for a relationship, you would quite possibly be the very last man on the entire planet.
Okay, totally. I totally get it. That was way out of line,
but...
and I apologize. But?
But? I would, however, accept an invitation for a drink. A glass of wine, perhaps, purely on a platonic understanding.
Right. Great. Fine.
Good.
Okay. So, what about Somerville?
That's not your call.
No, of course. You're in charge.
Sahira's still at Annabelle's bedside as she starts to come round.
Made it. Did you get Annabelle? I'm going to find it hard to talk for a few days, so take it easy. Do you want to see him? I don't know. Do I? Well, sometimes it helps. You know, face our demons. It's like your art therapist. I thought seeing it, him, would help you visualize. Help you understand that now it's gone from being inside you. It's over. Thank you. Pleasure. How do I know that's Raymond? That's really him. Who else could it be? What if he's still hiding inside me? Like the last time? This is Raymond. He's gone.
Had us worried there for a bit.
Raymond was a tricky customer. Had me foxed. You're very lucky that Miss Shah came back.
No, it was a team effort.
We're both very lucky that Miss Shah decided to ditch her night out.
Raffi's looking on, stony-faced. Michael finds Jeremy sitting on the stairs.
Hey, she's stable now, so you are free to go and drink your body weight in margaritas.
No. I'm gonna wait for her mother to arrive. Her flight's been delayed again.
Then where are you off to next?
Madeira. Elderly hiker overdid it on a mountain walk. Popped a valve.
Well, it certainly beats working for a living, right?
If you're ever interested, there's a bunch of repatriation agencies I'm sure would snap up a frontline doctor like you.
Thank you. That is very flattering. But I think I'm happy where I am.
I just thought I'd let you know. I've decided against filing an untoward incident report on what happened with Louisa Tingle.
Michael watches her walk off. Jeremy looks relieved. At night on Keller Ward, Blakey turns to look as three middle-aged pot-bellied men, one carrying some beers, the other carrying a fast food bucket, pass her on their way to visit someone. She smiles to herself as she sees them at Owen's bedside.
Good to see you.
As she walks on, her smile fades, and she looks gloomy as she heads into the locker room, where she finds a pair of jeweled flip-flops and sunglasses hanging from her locker. They're accompanied by an envelope which reads, "Wouldn't be the same without you." She opens it to find an e-ticket for a return flight to Ibiza with her name in it. On the back, it reads, "Booking confirmed." Chantel walks in, puts her sunglasses on with a big smile, and the two of them share a hug. Alex walks onto the ward to find Michael standing outside the recovery room, watching Jeremy sitting at Louise's bedside. Alex and Michael both leave together. Sahira gets up from Annabelle's bedside and walks off. Rafi's waiting for her outside the ward.
Hey, where were you?
Going for a walk.
He pushes the button to call the lift and follows her in, looking preoccupied.
So you just changed your mind about Dr. Sonnenfeld?
On reflection, I may have been a little bit hard.
So I was right again.
Good night, Michael.
Hey, you want to get that drink?
Maybe next time.
Night, boss.